From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we're going to continue now with our series on regional theater. Today we visit a company in Montgomery, Alabama. It does what's called rotating repertory, a different play virtually every night. That used to be common. These days it's not, because it's expensive and complicated. But there are advantages. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on a company that's keeping the repertory tradition alive.
Alabama Shakespeare Festival is a theater junkie's nirvana. Just about everyone who works here has at least a master's degree in a theater specialty. Its home is a massive brick facility that includes two state-of-the-art theaters and large rehearsal rooms.
You ought to make it clear to him that, you know, you did a terrible thing. I mean, Lyme.
If he saw that you realized
what you did, you see?
Doing plays in repertory is challenging for everyone involved. Costume and production staff work months in advance, designing, fitting, cutting, building, everything from wigs and costumes to props and entire sets. And almost all of this is done on site at Alabama Shakespeare. Then there are the actors. Take Sam Gregory. This season, he's playing three characters with three very different views of love.
Jaques is the character that I can get out all my frustrations and bitterness. Hortensio is the guy who I try not to be all my life. And Henry is the man that I once was.
As cynical Jaques in As You Like It, Gregory will make fun of the fools in love. As manipulative Hortensio in Taming of the Shrew, he'll try to seduce his love interest by pretending to be a music teacher. And as unfaithful Henry in Tom Stoppard's The Real Thing, he'll love to love a little too much.
I don't want anyone else, but sometimes, surprisingly, there's someone, not the prettiest or the most available, but you know that in another life, it would be her.
Henry, Jaques, Hortensio, all in the same week. How does Sam Gregory keep them all straight in his head?
You go to a tennis court, you bring your tennis racket, football field, a football helmet, and baseball, you bring a bat and some steroids. No, I'm kidding. But it is three separate sports.
But there have been stories of actors getting confused and showing up for a performance wearing the wrong costume. So far, that hasn't happened to Sam Gregory, who's been doing repertory for about 7 years. What he likes most about it is that he gets to explore different facets of himself over an extended period of time.
Actors all have a comfort zone where they know they can do the roles well. Repertory forces you to expand your comfort zone.
And the reward, says Gregory, is sharing that variety of characters and stories with an audience. Selecting those stories is Kent Thompson's job. As Alabama Shakespeare's artistic director, he needed to cast a total of 38 actors and their understudies for 6 different plays. Thompson's casting chart is a mind-boggling spreadsheet that looks more like it was meant for an accountant than a theater director.
So it's like a jigsaw puzzle, and I work on that chart for probably 4 or 5 months a year. But that's part of the charm of it. I mean, I don't think we're in this because we want to do a certain kind of easy theater. I think if you want to do Shakespeare, you're pursuing something that you know is very challenging.
When considering a season's lineup, Thompson keeps in mind his audience, which he describes as conservative. Many also work for the military. He tries to select plays that are timely and that have connecting themes. This season, it's love and war. In addition to As You Like It, Taming of the Shrew, and The Real Thing, Thompson chose Shakespeare's Coriolanus.
Because it's about the quality of leadership. You have a military warrior who proves to be a very ineffectual politician.
They're also staging Arthur Miller's All My Sons.
It's about something very timely right now, and that is, as a defense contractor, what do you do when you know you're sending bad parts into war? Do you make the ethical choice, or do you make the choice that may be better for you business-wise or for the future of your family's finances?
And Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Because this Southern patriarch is something that my audience identifies with.
Mendacity! It's one of them $5 words that cheap politicians throw back and forth at each other.
Do you know what it means?
Don't it mean lying and liars?
Yes, sir.
From Big Daddy's suit to Brick and Maggie's bed, almost everything for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof was made on site. In a huge warehouse-like space, carpenters are busy building sets for shows that will open in just a couple of weeks. Matt Dixon and Doug Beloy are huddled over drawings of a post-war Italian village, the set for Taming of the Shrew. They're a little anxious because they've missed their deadline, but they're used to this kind of frantic pace. A couple of years ago, it came down to the wire when they were building an elaborate three-story set for Twelfth Night.
And we actually got to the point where the actors would rehearse from 11 in the morning until 11 at night, and we would come in at 11 at night and work until 8 o'clock the next morning. We don't like to have to do that, and I've only had to do that twice in the 12 years I've been here. But this year has been a really nice balance. We haven't had to, you know, no overtime, no killing ourselves trying to get them cranked out.
No injuries, absolutely.
The hazards of repertory are worth the benefits. For starters, Alabama is a Shakespeare company, and Shakespeare put a lot of people in his plays. Kent Thompson.
Shakespeare wrote no two- or three-person play, and you need a large company of actors. You also need very experienced actors. You have heightened language. They have to know how to wear a hoop skirt or a doublet and hose or even a 1920s outfit.
There are 20 actors in Alabama Shakespeare's production of Taming of the Shrew and 19 in As You Like It.
You mean to mock me after? You should not have mocked me before. But come your ways.
Come on, Charles. Come on, Charles.
Actors, directors, costumes, sets, not to mention sound, lights, props, rotating repertory is both expensive and labor-intensive. So why do it? For Alabama Shakespeare, the main reason is the audience. Nearly half of the people who come to their shows drive long distances. So to keep them coming back, they need to offer them more than one show.
And that's cool for us in Alabama, because you know, it's either this or the monster truck rally.
Joe Strange and his 16-year-old daughter, Hattie, drove 3.5 hours from Fairhope, Alabama, to see As You Like It and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. They've been coming to Montgomery to see shows for about 4 years. Joe Strange says he likes seeing the same actors interpret different parts, but Hattie says she can't always tell them apart.
They're so immersed in their characters, I can't tell them apart. It's hard for me, so...
And that is the highest praise of all, says Kent Thompson.
You've done what the magic of theater is, which is you've taken us to a place that totally captivates us.
Kent Thompson says his job as artistic director is to have a conversation with his artists and his audience. After 16 years, this is his last season at Alabama Shakespeare Festival. This summer, he'll move to the Denver Center Theater Company. He'll work with some of the same actors and directors he's worked with for so long in Alabama, since they often move among regional theaters, sort of like a floating national repertory company. But it'll be a new dialogue with the audience, this time a Western voice. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You can hear scenes from Alabama Shakespeare Festival plays and learn more about our series American Stages at npr.org.